All right, let's go ahead and read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through 25. And we're going to read that together out loud. Ready? Let's go. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I wanted to read this as our verse today. As many of you know, today is our small groups Sunday. We've started something new in this International English Service, and that is on the last or the fourth Sunday of each month, during the service, in place of the teaching of the Word, we're going to spend time praying for one another, sharing requests and praises, just as we did in the testimony time. But as you know, sometimes it's a lot easier to share in a smaller setting than it is to a whole body of people. So our first meeting was last month, and this will be our second time to meet. And if you were not here last month and were not assigned to a group, don't worry. We'll get you plugged in to a group this week. So just sit tight with that. And even if you're just visiting us this week, it's okay. You can still join us, and we'll be glad and just happy to pray for you and just have you welcome for this week. And there's a couple of things I wanted us to keep in mind as we are meeting together in our small groups today. One is our scripture that we read today in Hebrews. Our focus is to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. As we share our struggles, maybe our burdens, and even our praises, we can rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn, and really do our best to lift each other up in the Lord. And that's one thing I want us to keep in mind as we're meeting today. We're going to meet, spend a few minutes just getting to know each other again, maybe again for the first time, reacquainting yourselves, and then spend a good portion of the time just sharing a praise that you might have, or even a prayer request that you feel that you would like to be prayed with. So, and then after that, spend another amount of significant time in prayer for one another. And then we'll close the service with communion together. Also, one more thing, as you're in your meetings together, for those of you who are planning to be here next month for during our, or just continuing to be part of our English service, the second Sunday of each month is also a small group Sunday. However, we do not meet during the service. We are going to meet in our small groups before the service. And the purpose of that meeting is, of course, to build community within our body, but also to help each other grow through study of the Word. We want those of us who are who have been Christians, who have been walking with Jesus a longer time, to help those who are still new in the faith and learning to read the Bible, learning how to pray, learning how to study the scriptures. So that's the big purpose of the meeting before the service. So after you're finished meeting and praying for one another, try to spend some time getting each other's contact information in order to make sure that you're able to meet next month on the second Sunday before the service. You can come at 12 o'clock. There's lunch here provided by the church. You can come at 12:30. But anytime before the service begins at 1:30, please come and join each other in small groups for study and for meditation on the Word. You can be studying a particular book, a Christian book by an author. We have lots of Christian books in the shelf in the back. I could recommend a few, and I'm sure some of you have some in your mind as well. You could just study the Scriptures themselves and spend time in one book or in one chapter and going through that. However your group feels is best, best serves the needs of your particular group. So first, again, just to reiterate, the first part of the meeting is spending time to acquaint yourselves with each other, share your prayer requests and praises, pray for one another, spur one another on towards love and good deeds. The second part is to make sure you get each other's contact information so that you're able to meet again next month on the second Sunday before the service. All right, hopefully that's enough background information and enough to get us started. So if you're not sure who, if you were here last time and you're not sure who you were with, just come on over to me and I'll point you in the right direction. But if you already know what group you are in last week, go ahead and just start sitting together and forming your groups. For those of you who have not been part of a group yet, let's come on up and have a huddle up here at the altar, and we'll get situated into groups. The way we do it is we just split up into groups of men and into groups of women. Even I know there's some of us who are married here, but that's okay. I'm sure you could be without your spouse for just a few minutes. And it's not a legalistic thing or anything. We just felt it would be a good try this time around to have it men and women split up. So let's go ahead and break up into our small groups. And then for those of you who have not been part yet, come on up and meet me up here, and we'll get you plugged right into a group as soon as possible.